Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Connor McDavid spoke earlier today in Edmonton. Listen closely.
We're all in this together, trying to get it over that finish line. With that being said, ultimately...
But with that being said...
Still need to do what's best for me and my family, and you know, that's who you have to take care of first. But
He might be going.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm willing to help you pack. I'll take a weekend off, David.
He said, but, and then
he's not going anywhere.
I'm trying to make a bet. I want the listener to help me out because, do you want to in on this, by the way? Because you.
Not if it involves drinking.
Scotty's come up with a great plan. Because I believe, I am certain, 99.999% certain Connor McDavid is signing with the Edmonton Oilers. But if he doesn't sign with the Edmonton Oilers, Scotty's come up with the idea that I need to do something for 97 days. What that is, I'm not sure.
Well, you brought up not drinking, and I'm like, I'm out.
Not having alcohol for 97 days. I'm not a big drinker. I'll be honest. I an occasional whiskey, so that's not really fair. So,
me neither.
Your suggestions at 1-877-332-8255. I'm always up for some listener suggestions. Britton Gray, our Green Zone Rider reporter, is here.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Britton Gray.
I remembered it this time. It's the Daily Blitz with Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray. Do you have any suggestions on what I should do for 97 days if Connor McDavid doesn't sign with the Edmonton Oilers?
So no drinking came up.
And trades don't count. It's if he leaves in free agency next year, this is what's happening.
Well, isn't he going to Florida? That's where everyone goes, right? No taxes. He can sign there for eight. It's
I'll
the same
go to Florida for 97
12.
Days.
I think you should grow some facial hair for 97 days.
Like not shave,
not
for,
shave
97.
For 97 Jeez. Days.
Is that a problem for you? It's got to be there.
If I don't shave, Locker, it's not good.
Why?
It's not.
I've known you now for a while, and you've always been clean shaven. It looks like it's a daily thing. You have a problem with it?
There's a patch right here that doesn't grow, and it looks really awkward.
Then we can take a photo every day, and we can view it as it grows out for the 97 days.
Going vegan for 97 days, well, that was a discussion.
My wife's vegetarian, so I have some help. She's not vegan. Vegans wait, like, she has eggs and milk and that stuff, right?
You can't have eggs.
I know what but vegan's another level. I don't know if I can do that.
You can't listen to Taylor Swift for 97 days.
That I can definitely do. No. Does it count if I'm in the same room as somebody else listening to it?
Yeah, you gotta leave that room.
So now you're penalizing my entire family.
Yes.
For this.
You're the one who wanted to make this bet.
No, that one's
I
out.
Like this one.
Because that impacts my marriage and my relationship with my teenage daughter. So we don't need to go that.
Okay. All right.
Keep the suggestions coming. 1-877-332-8255.
Wheels says no showering for 97 days.
Then we're being affected
then
by
everybody
that.
Loses.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's not right.
No, I'm against that one too.
Okay, Britton, let's go to the Rider story. No Kadeem Carey. That's why they need to get rid of the ratio so we don't have this noise. If it wasn't for the ratio, Kadeem Carey would play.
Without trying to explain the ratio, because between the two of you in the Green Zone Lounge today, I wanted to jump out of our second story window here.
And twist an ankle?
The ratio's easy to explain. It's the different subclauses that the CFL has added to the ratio that's hard to explain.
Yes. And that's what you guys were doing this morning. No, without trying to explain it, Britton, do you like the idea of getting rid of it when you're on the field. Like when the game starts, Jamie's idea was you still have a roster ratio where half the team has to be Canadian at all times. But once the game starts, it doesn't matter who's out there, as long as you've got enough defense, enough offense, and a quarterback. Who cares about who's from where?
I would be for that as long as you kept, as we mentioned, the roster stuff. You still have to dress the 21 Canadians compared to the 19 Americans.
Yeah, I like
you're
that.
Still forced to start Canadians, but I view it because I do feel like Dave Naylor, the talent of Canadian football players has just grown immensely over the past 20 years. You have a lot more Canadians going down to the NCAA. You have more Canadians in the NFL than ever, and that's becoming an issue for the CFL. They're losing a lot of top-tier Canadian talent to the South. So, but it's something people get very protective about. That's what you're dealing with.
Okay, right what's now. That argument, though? Help me out on that argument.
Well, listen to a post-game show after Thomas Bertrand-Hudon has a good game. Listen to the post-game show and Mitch Pickton makes a big catch. The local, it's great to see local guys in there. They cheer for these local guys. They cheer for the Canadians. And if you have less of them and you don't see them as often, then it's NFL light.
Mm-hmm.
You are the UFL. Great.
Do you think that a change in the rules for the Canadian ratio on the field, not impacting the roster, you still have to have, out of the 46 players, still need to have 23 of them Canadian on the roster. Do you think teams would play Canadians less?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there are certain coaches who would. There are a lot more Canadian coaches out there now that I think are more willing to give them a chance. Yeah.
Like they started 8 Canadians last week. They don't have to. They did.
But there's some old school coaches who I think would rather just get as many Americans as they could out there.
Jamie and I,
huh?
Locker, Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray with the Daily Blitz here on the Green Zone. But Kadeem, he was all fired up to play the Argos, and now Kadeem carries off. He's out because of the ratio. An American comes on for a Canadian in the receiving corps. Joe Robustelli in. Sam Emelis injured on the one game. So now you have to put a Canadian in for an American, and it's Thomas Bertrand-Hudon back on the roster. Kadeem Carey off.
Yeah, it's partly the ratio, and it's partly special teams, right? Because now this was the easiest move for them to make because you didn't have to juggle around another defensive lineman. Well, do we bring him off, ruin our rotation there? Who plays special teams here and there, right? Who has importance in that special team area that we need to keep on? We take him off. We have to find someone to put there. There was a lot more moving parts if they did it any other way than this. This was the easiest move roster management to make, and that's what they've decided to do. Mm-hmm. And it's also shown us Corey Mace isn't going to sacrifice that defensive line rotation for anyone if he's not doing it for an all-star like Kadeem Carey.
I'm disappointed because those games when somebody gets cut and they go back to that market can, by the way, getting tased every day for 97 days.
That's
thoughts?
Out. No.
Okay. All right.
No. Sorry. I'm not doing anything that's going to cause harm to myself.
Well, let's not take it off the board right now.
No, it's off the board. I do have veto power over this. Not leaving it up to YouTube jack wagons to figure it out on what I'll do if Connor McDavid doesn't sign in Edmonton. But week 3 in the Canadian Football League does kick off tonight. Montreal in Edmonton. Davis Alexander still hasn't lost as a starting quarterback in the Canadian Football League through 6 starts, unofficially 7, because he came back in the second half and beat the Riders in that first game. Does he make it? Is he still undefeated after tonight, Britton Gray? Alouettes against the Elks?
I do think so, but there is a bit of an upset alert for this game, just with the fact that the Edmonton Elks are coming off a bye week, and it is their home opener. There's one of those games where there is actually a lot of factors at play against Montreal, which is why I do think it's going to be closer than a lot of people might originally think.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think with how good that Montreal defense is, they will still win the game.
Of course, the Riders, Toronto tomorrow. Of course, we'll have the pregame show at 3:30. Ottawa, Calgary, Drew Brown's out again this week. It looked like he might start, maybe not.
You won't let me change my pick?
You're not changing your pick. You picked Ottawa. This is one of those things where you don't want to do it.
Because right when you go, now it's not going to be Drew Brown. I want to change my pick. They're going to go into Calgary and win by 30.
Hey, Dustin Crum beat the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, right? Let's never forget the Crum back.
Okay.
That was an epic comeback. Crum back, sorry. And the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Saturday in BC. The depth charts will come out tomorrow for the Lions, but it does not look like Nathan Rourke will play. And we already know Brady Oliveira is out for the Bombers.
Could be the first loss for the Bombers?
And no, it's going to be their second win, in my prediction. What do you think?
I don't know. They're sitting Chris Streveler this week for some reason after he went out and threw three touchdowns, so...
Just so Zach Collaros is no longer suspended, so he will start for the Bombers tomorrow and throw five touchdowns and then probably volunteer to take a drug test after the game.
Hey, we can think that, but last year Zach Collaros started terribly in the CFL season.
Wouldn't you be surprised. What he did over here?
Against a bunch of third and fourth stringers who aren't here anymore, Jamie. Give your head a shake. Who cares about what happened? Preseason football means nothing.
Two passes, 40 yards each and a touchdown. And then he was like, okay, that's enough for me. See week three when he puts up 400 yards and five scores for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Maybe if they move to Chris Streveler in the second half, that might happen. But
okay, Britton Gray. Now, the suggestions are coming in. No, I'm going to change my socks. Someone says don't change your socks for 97 days.
Don't suggest things that Locker and I have to deal with. The Green Zone Lounge isn't that big.
I don't mind this one. 97 sit-ups, 97 push-ups every day for 97 days.
You could use it.
I was going to say it would be the healthiest I've ever been for 25 years. That one's on the table, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that one's on the table.
Okay.
It's over a day. 10 at a time? I could do that. I'd be swole by the end of it.
Please never say that again.
That is the Daily Blitz with Britton Gray here on the Green Zone. We are now taking your suggestions because Locker and I are so ticked off at all the media out there. Where's the best place Connor should go if it's not the Oilers? And oh, maybe he's not committed to Edmonton. That I am willing to do something for 97 straight days if Connor McDavid does not re-sign with the Edmonton Oilers.
This one's funny. Give blood 97 times. I don't know if you're allowed to.
I don't think that means in 97 days. I don't think
every day you got to go give blood.
I think they just mean like 97 over like a bigger period of time than 97
What's
days.
What's wrong with Jamie? There's no energy lately. By day 33 of him giving blood.
Coming in with a lot of free cookies, however. Okay. Keep the suggestions coming. 1-877-332-8255. Of course, more with Britton tomorrow. His player profile on Daniel Johnson. All or nothing on Logan Ferland ahead of kickoff. The Riders and Toronto Argonauts. 5:30 tomorrow. The Green Zone pregame show at 3:30. And it's all right here on Home of the Fans. 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. We have been debating the CFL ratio rule. Arnold wants to weigh in on that. Arnold, should the CFL get rid of the rule that mandates how many Canadians need to be on the field?
Oh, without a doubt. They have to get rid of it. That's why it's only a good league and not a great league. Can you tell me any other league that only allows players from a certain country on it? It's time to get rid of it. It's like
does it happen in soccer?
Yeah, there's some leagues in soccer.
Anyway, not that we need to go there.
It's nowhere near like this percentage of player. No. But there's Arnold. He's saying, yeah, get rid of it. Although I hate the premise that less Canadians equal a better game. I do not think that is true.
I think if you end up with a roster rule where you have to have a certain number of players on the team that are Canadian, I think you're going to end up in a situation where...
Then why did the Bombers win the Grey Cup playing 9 starting Canadians when they only had to start 7?
Exactly.
Or the Riders did 10 in 2013 when they only had to start 7? That premise, I don't buy one bit.
Play your best players.
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. It is a Thursday afternoon. And we are going to keep you up to date on weather as well today. There are severe thunderstorm warnings in place around Saskatchewan, as you just heard in our news. Also, we've had tornado warnings spark up. That is where a tornado is either happening or is imminent. That is in the Lampman area, so keep an eye on the sky there. Also, tornado warnings, North Portal, Bean Fate in the Coalfields rural municipality. There's also a few severe thunderstorm warnings that have sparked up. Severe thunderstorm watches and tornado watches around much of central and southern Saskatchewan. We'll continue to bring you up to date. And, of course, when there's a new tornado warning, you might hear that sound on the radio that will cut us off, which they might have just done anyways. And you, if it's safe to do so, can keep us up to date at 1-877-332-8255. Jamie and Locker with you on this stormy now, Thursday afternoon. A lot of people suggesting what I need to do for 97 days as I want to guarantee Connor McDavid will re-sign with the Edmonton Oilers.
We have sort of established that... We don't want the people around Jamie to suffer. This needs to be something so that not changing your socks, not showering, singing the national anthem at the beginning of the show every day. These are all
la, la,
not,
la, 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 la.
These are all
I
not
can,
things.
I can pull it off.
I
can do it.
I have said multiple times to my wife when there's a particularly bad anthem singer, and there was one of the Panthers guys that they had singing. I don't know, remember which game it was, but I was like, I could do a better job than that.
Don't ever say that. Ever. Don't. That you could do something better than a professional. You don't want to go down that road. You just don't.
This professional, yes.
Unless you're comparing yourself to like Carl Lewis's national anthem or something like that, but they're not a professional.
You know the guy I'm talking about this past week.
Isn't he there? I thought they used the same guy every game.
No, they were
Stanley Cup final.
They were flipping guys out. Anyway.
So you want me to sing the anthem at the start of the show for 97 straight
days? I said that's off the table. I do have an idea, though. I have a 97-day challenge.
A 97-day challenge. That is if. Now, I got to put some caveats. If they trade Connor McDavid like they did Gretzky, does not count. Okay? This is if he leaves in free agency, that he does not sign a contract extension, and he, like Mitch Marner, bails on the Oilers after next season via free agency.
So this wouldn't come into fruition until after next July.
Trade deadline and they trade him? No. Not doing that. But if he leaves the team...
There's even less chance of them trading him than him deciding to leave... Next year on July 1st.
Unless they trade him because he says, I'm not re-signing, and they do it that way.
Wow. I mean, there is that.
But that's not going to happen. He's going to sign an eight-year contract. What are we even doing? 8 years. It's going to be around $17 million per. If not, I'm willing to do something for 97 days. What should it be?
Yoga. Like, every day, yoga.
That is... I think a terrible idea. I said things that aren't going to harm me. You want me to stand on one leg and do, what is it called? What's this
tree?
One?
Tree.
What's this one?
That's tree.
How long do I have to do yoga for?
20 minutes a day. I'd say 30, but you would get a... You'd get
Are you teaching me? Are you instructed?
By the way, I could put together a 20-minute flow. Easy.
You want to
give me a couple of different options?
You want to put me in Lululemon shorts and
You don't have to wear Lululemon.
I thought that's a requirement, isn't it? Isn't that the uniform?
No, there's no uniform. There's none.
Really?
No. No uniform. See lots of different types of active wear when you go to a yoga class.
Probably a lot of Lululemon, though.
I would suggest Lululemon is up there as the women are probably more inclined to wear Lululemon just because I think it's more common in a woman's wardrobe, right? A lot of women have like the Lululemon pants or whatever.
One of my favorite golf shirts used to be a Lululemon golf shirt. It was remarkable. 1-877-332-8255. I'm not sure I like the yoga one. Scotty, do you like the yoga one? Scott does like the yoga one for 97 days. But does Locker have to do the instruction for 97? So,
yeah.
That is a little known fact. Have we disclosed this on the Green Zone that you have gotten like your yoga, whatever it is, certification?
YTT? Yeah, my yoga teacher training, my 200 hours.
200 hours?
Yeah, I did it last year. About a year ago, almost. Well, no, it was last May.
He's got incredible balance, allegedly. I've never seen it. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. The 97-day challenge if Connor McDavid leaves via free agency and does not sign. See, here's the thing. I'm doing this full well knowing I don't have to do the thing. I got 97 push-ups. You have to run 97 marathons. Yay. I'm not going to have to do anything because he's signing in Edmonton. 10,000 steps a day for 97 days? What about Sundays when I'm watching sports in the basement?
This whole thing is really going to cut into your your downtime too. If you did the push-ups and sit-ups, because I do that, like when I'm watching a hockey game, I'll do 100 push-ups, right? That's not that difficult. So you could get away with.
Do you think the yoga thing is going to be more difficult than the 97 push-ups and sit-ups
for you? At the beginning, yes.
I'm pretty athletic. I can balance. 1-877-332-8255. If you have any suggestions. All right. We're also talking about the Canadian ratio here on the Green Zone because Dave Naylor, RCFL analyst, dropping back with Dave on TSN suggests it's time to go away for the CFL ratio. That's enough of it. Still keep the amount of Canadians you need on the roster, but no longer mandate how many of them have to start like they do now.
There are silly rules during the game too, right? Like snap counts and all this other stuff. It's very convoluted.
This came in 2 years ago. It's the dumbest thing the CFL has ever done. Dumber than bringing in the Rouge. The dumbest thing was this designated nationalized American. I call them fake Canadians. Americans who've been in the league for 5 years or been on the same team for three. And they can replace a Canadian or fill in for a Canadian for 20. A designated Canadian, by the way. You have to designate which guy they're actually replacing. And they can only do it for 23 snaps. And they actually have people employed in the CFL every single game to keep count. And it happened on the weekend where Ottawa, they stopped the game. He's only got three snaps left, and then he can't play anymore.
But you can only have one nationalized player on
each side of the ball. One defensive player and one offensive player who's designated nationalized American.
Because
AKA,
why not? Let's make it more complicated than it needs to be.
Fake Canadian. It's the dumbest thing. Let's go to Tom in Saskatoon. Tom, what do you think of Dave's assertion that maybe it's time not to get rid of the 23 mandated Canadians or half the roster of Canadians, but get rid of the amount that have to start in the Canadian Football League?
Absolutely not. It's a gay-driven league. If I'm paying money to go out there, I want to see, like, Canadians out there, and that's my favorite part of it. One, and two, everyone's like, "Oh, well, Canadians are still going to play." So does no one remember like Chris Jones? He would play 19 Americans both ways. I'm pretty sure, like if he had the chance to.
There are those coaches, Tom, and yes, Chris Jones is probably going to be villain number one in that category of guys who just don't want to play by the rules. So you tell them there's a rule, and they don't like the rule because it's a rule, and they hate rules.
Well, Chris Jones also hated quarterbacks too, right? Like that. I don't know if that's a fair.
No, it's fair with Chris.
It's fair. No, I'm not saying it's not fair with Chris. I'm saying it's. I don't know if it's a fair thing to hang over the current structure.
But
of the league.
Current coaches, Bob Dice is Canadian.
Yeah,
Corey Mace is Canadian. Mike O'Shea is Canadian. Then you have like Mark Killam is Canadian. I'm going around the other guys. I think like Jason Moss has been in this league forever. Dave Dickinson's been in this league forever. Buck Pierce has. These are all American guys, but they know the game. Ryan Dinwiddie the same way. Scott Milenovich. Scott Milenovich would be probably
the closest
to the Chris Jones. Well, he and Chris are buddies. That would be, don't tell me the rules. I don't want a rule. Just give me the best players. And you might see that from Scott. But that's
the point that I was trying to make earlier. You want the best product on the field. And it might mean you've got 9 Canadians out there. Right? That might be the case. And I think what this does, too, is it puts pressure on the Canadian players. Right? Like, you've got
to step up. You better be good.
You've got to step up. If you're going to get a spot, regardless of whatever your position is, it doesn't matter where you're from anymore. You got 23 Canadians, you got 23 Americans, or
21 people, because of the global players,
whatever,
et cetera.
You got 46 players on your roster. Guess what? The coach is going to put together the best defense and the best offense every week. And again,
and those guys are going to be Canadian.
There's going to be Canadians out there, right? I disagree with Tom's assertion that they're just going to automatically stop playing certain guys because of where they're from. I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line if you want to weigh on that. We're getting a lot of reaction to the ratio as well. Some say keep it. No, you can't get rid of it. It is the Canadian Football League. You have to see the Canadians on the field. Others say, to heck with it. Give me the best players available. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Some text coming in on the CFL ratio rule. Nick says, CFL ratio rule is good to develop local talent, build interest in youth sports, and the Canadian Football League.
So if you take away the people think that if you take away the ratio, that development of the sport is going to stop. I'm confused by that.
Well, it's less people, or the premise of there'll be less local stars playing. And it'll be a lot of American stars. And those kids going to games are going, oh, none of these guys play for the U of R. None of these guys play for the U of S.
Every time we've ever had a conversation about developing, I don't agree with the CFL that, or flag or anything like that. You've got the guys behind the sport that are talking about the importance of the local development of this sport. Maybe outside of Saskatchewan, it might be a bigger issue, but in Saskatchewan, I think the precedent has been set that this is a Saskatchewan sport.
And this is where Tony comes from. He says, no, you can't get rid of the CFL ratio rule. It's a great league. It's the Canadian Football League. I would rather see someone from the Rams or the Huskies playing for the Rough Riders than players from all over the world. They're welcome, including Americans, but it's Canadians. They should get first crack at it in the Canadian Football League. And I do believe it is important to a lot of diehard, longtime CFL fans.
Mm.
But in the drive to get a younger viewership, there's got to be an out with the old a little bit here. And I think in the next CBA, you better get used to it. I think they are changing this rule in the next CBA.
And I think the league is healthy enough now that they can do it and that it's going to continue to support Canadian talent. That's just my thought on it.